Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are your hosts, Maddie and Lynn, with the Greenville County Soil and Water Conservation District. And we've got some really awesome guests here with us today. We have Ashley and Stacy with us from REWA, or Renewable Water Resources, and they are the wastewater treatment for the upstate area. On our last segment, we learned all about how water gets from your home back into the river. So, oh my gosh, amazing. So now Stacy's going to tell us about, all right, water is clean, it's put back in the river. Now what?
All right, so Ashley touched on the last segment, our service area, which includes five counties, Greenville County, parts of Pickens, Lawrence, Anderson, and a little piece of Spartanburg. We also have service in three river basins. So you've got the Ennery, Saluda, and Reedy River. She talked about specifically the treatment process at our Malden Road facility, which is the one that you guys toured. We have another part of our treatment process. So we produce renewable byproducts. One of those is our effluent, our clean water that goes back into the riverways. The other cool part is called biosolids.
Ooh.
So everyone out there, I'm sure, uses some sort of fertilizer or has used, or their neighbor uses fertilizer. I know my neighbors use fertilizer because their yards look much better than mine. However, so she talked about the solids during the treatment process and how they settle out.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those solids are transported to one of our digesters where the organic agricultural grade fertilizer called biosolids is actually produced.
Okay, so you can take these wastes and turn them into something useful.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it.
So it also goes through a process with the gravity belt thickener where we take off some of the fluids. We have to have it at a certain percentage of liquid. That's 4%. And then the biosolids go into holding tanks. And we work with local company to distribute those biosolids to local farmers. They use them on crops, not food edible crops, but, you know, hay to feed horses, not edible crops. We give it to them at a great deal. We currently work with them and we don't charge them for it. So
that is a great deal.
It is a great deal. And we work with Synagro is the name of the company. So if you see a Synagro truck going down a road, it's usually because he's headed to a farmer's field to land apply biosolids. And I have to tell you, I have seen pictures that farmers have sent in, some that Ashley have actually taken, where you have a field that's growing some sort of a crop that is treated with our rich nutrient biosolids. And you see a crop right beside it that's not. You can immediately tell a difference. I mean,
it's the obvious difference.
Well, you're taking nutrients out of the water.
You're putting them back in. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your phosphorus. It's your NPK. It's everything that's in your fertilizer that you would purchase anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So
nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium.
It's a great way to reuse such a beneficial part of the wastewater treatment process.
Yeah, that's
so
really cool.
It really is. Our other beneficial byproduct, of course, is our clean water.
I like clean water.
Clean water's good. It's what we put back into the rivers, lakes, and streams, any receiving waters. Now, across the country, a lot of places aren't as lucky as us as far as our drinking water. So
that is true. We've talked about that on this show before, but Greenville's got some of the cleanest drinking water in the entire world, really.
It's great. And we have an abundance of it at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always going to be that way. So what we have done is in the future, and there are places right now that are actually faced with this, reusing our effluent for potable water purposes is going to become a reality.
Ah, so having to use that, we've now cleaned it, and instead of putting it back in the river, we may need to drink it.
Recycle it, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we recycle other things, so we need to start looking at the possibility of recycling this.
You know, that's a really good point. You know, we recycle a whole bunch of stuff. People don't always think about recycling water.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a renewable resource.
Yeah.
You know, we reuse it, whether it be downstream, people reusing it once we've cleaned it, used it and cleaned it, and it's constantly renewed every day and reused.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people downstream pick it up, like Greenwood, they pick up the water that's in the rivers in the lake. I think it's in Reedy River. Mm-hmm. And it's clean to drinking water standards, and they drink it. Mm-hmm. And the further down you go in the state, the more it's recycled. Mm-hmm. So we have a purple pipe kind of water reuse master plan that we're starting to look at. And that will include many different reuse options. So instead of using millions of gallons of drinking water on a golf course, for example, why not use our water that we've treated in our facilities?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
It does.
You've also got your car washes, you've got irrigation, even cooling towers for some industries. A lot of industries use a ton of water just in their cooling towers.
And they need clean water.
Absolutely. Yeah, they need clean water. Point.
We've talked about that on a past show.
So there are, you know, that's something we're going to have to look at for the future and educate on. Because there is a misconception about what comes out of a wastewater treatment facility.
Oh, yeah. And oftentimes people think, when they think water pollution, they think sewage.
Right.
Sewage is just being dumped, the water treatment plant. Yeah. But no, this the water going into the rivers here anyway, after it's been cleaned by Rewa, is cleaner when it goes into the river than the point in the river that they're putting it in.
Absolutely. It's treated to almost drinking water standards. So,
so we couldn't drink that treated water, but it could be used for many other things.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then, like I said, downstream, that water is picked up and put through a reverse osmosis treatment process, and it's drank. So looking at what we're going to have to be able to deal with in the future, mm-hmm. this is a reality. And Atlanta, different parts of the country, Florida, out west, they're already doing this. Mm-hmm. And they're successful at it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, educating the community on what a purple pipe is. Mm-hmm. It's a reuse pipe. It's not drinking water, but it is clean water. And what the benefits are of using that in our community. I think it's again, something we're going to have to talk about.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Why not just clean it and reuse it again instead of pulling it fresh from the ecosystem? It's kind of like with recycling, you know, instead of having to pull new resources for everything you want to make, why don't you just reuse the resources that you already have? I never thought about it in terms of recycling, but you guys are so right.
Absolutely. And why reinvent the wheel?
Right.
You know,
right.
You've already got the beneficial byproducts. Mm-hmm. So what are the best ways we can use them? Mm-hmm. And we need to look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to take all of our resources and use them in some way. Another thing that we do is we take our methane gas that comes off of the digestion process that Stacey mentioned. When we're putting our biosolids through the process to get them ready to be land applied, they go through what's called a digestion process. There's a cap on the digesters that holds the methane gas into that container. Mm-hmm. It's heated up to a certain temperature. We add a polymer, remove some of the water. There's a lot of things that go into the treatment of the biosolids, but that's a totally separate thing that she's already talked about. What I want to talk about is the methane gas that's contained inside that digester. We take that methane gas and we do a lot of different things with it. We have a combined heating and power unit at our Malden Road facility, and we got a grant to have that installed and put in, and we take that methane gas and we heat our boilers with it. We power generators with it. We use it for a lot of different things, and it actually reduces our energy consumption from the grid significantly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that's another way that
you
we're
said
using
it by about a third, is that right?
That's an approximate number, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about a third of our power is generated from that CHP, the combined heating and power unit that's pulling the methane gas off that process.
We're all about this efficiency. Whole process, yeah, there's really not a lot going to waste in this process.
Right, and that's what we want. That's the ideal situation, is to not have any waste.
Yeah, that's really cool, especially when you think, you know, a lot of businesses now are moving towards sustainability and being green, which is great, you know. It's a shame that it hadn't been that way from the beginning, but you know, it's really important. A lot of these, and even like wastewater treatment, that place is big. It's got to produce a lot of waste, right? But no, they use everything they can.
Well, yeah, we pull out everything that we can, and like you said, we try to recycle it and use it for a higher and more beneficial purpose. One of the things that I do want to touch on is, you know, as an agency, our mission is very similar to a lot of other organizations in the upstate, Greenville County Soil and Water as well. We want to improve and support a high quality of life here in the upstate, because you look around and you can't turn the corner without seeing some sort of construction and growth mm-hmm. going on. And you want that to be smart and sustainable, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. So, again, a part of that is education. I want to just put it out there. Anyone who's interested in coming in for a tour of our facility or is interested in having us come out and speak about this process, even if it's a particular part of it that you're interested in, please go to our website. It's www.rewaonline.org and fill out a tour request form. We'd love to have you come out to our facility, or we'll come out there and, you know, talk to whatever group we can.
Cool. And we'll put a link to that on SaturdaySplash.com. Stay tuned. We're going to have Ashley and Stacey with us after the break, and we'll be talking about how to be freshwater friendly. You're tuned into the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. All the time.